And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. I'll tell you who else has been flexing his common sense superpowers. That's our U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville. So I said in a tweet yesterday that Chuck Schumer just found out why he used to be called the Riverboat Gambler. And so we reached out to Tuberville's office, and sure enough, he had a few minutes today. So we have got him on the line right now. So without further ado, let me just go ahead and say welcome to the Right Side Radio Show, Coach Tommy Tuberville. How you doing?
Bill, a great win for the legislative branch and the people of the United States of America yesterday. We made Chuck Schumer go to work.
He did more work in one day than he might have done in the last 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, they've been pretty much useless up here other than just telling us no on the Republican side for almost 3 years now. But we finally got a win, and we forced their hand. Everybody said, well, Chuck Schumer brought him up. He saw the light. No, he didn't see the light because I used a rule in the Senate to where we got some votes on a petition where we could, the minority can call up a vote. And it's an old rule that was used decades ago. And so we pulled it out of the mothballs and threw it at Schumer, and it kind of embarrassed him. He said, we can't let them do it. We're going to go ahead and do it and get up and take credit. Well, they blinked and we got them, and hopefully they'll continue to do it. We've done three now out of 311, but I got a feeling he's going to pull back a little bit and try to stack them up, but that's fine.
All right, well, let me ask you this then, Coach. If we had to give this a football analogy, was that an onside kick, a trick play, or just dadgum good play calling in general?
Probably going for two. We went for two and ran the quarterback draw and walked into the end zone.
Well, it was sweet. You know, and I've been saying all along, and I know you have too, that – there was zero impact on military readiness because there was always someone at the helm, at the least in an acting capacity, and they're trying to claim a victory lap now. Look what we got done in spite of Tommy Tuberville, but the reality is this, they wouldn't have done it at all had you not called their bluff.
You know, they're trying every which way, Phil, to take our military down to where they've done to our education, make it woke. I mean, it's obvious what they're trying to do. It's scary. We need a military more than we need anything else, because if you don't have a strong military to defend us against other countries that want to overtake us, then we can't defend our freedoms or constitution or anything that goes along with it. So we have got to have a military that's not an equal opportunity employer. It's not for everybody. If you can't do the job, you don't need to be in there. Don't holler about anything, diversity, inclusion, any of that crap. Just get out of the way, get in there, and represent the country. And if you don't want to do it for the American people in our country, we don't need you in the military.
No, and I completely agree. And, you know, there are still professions where you're allowed to have what they call legally bona fide occupational qualifications, meaning like if you're a fireman, you got to be able to climb a ladder. You got to be able to carry somebody. And so the same is true for our military, and they're trying to remove the idea of meritocracy and just say, you know, anybody can be in, even though they may not be qualified otherwise to do the job. It's got to stop.
It does have to stop, and we're going to need to start calling people on the carpet for hearings. If, you know, all this wokeism that they're pushing out there, and they're trying to run good people out of the military. If they want to talk about readiness, Bill, what about running 8,000 of our best out of the military for this vaccine mandate, now that we know that was a scam, and we tried to put an NDAA that they had to take them back. Some of them are going back. Most aren't. It's just they don't want to be a part of it. And people ask why the recruiting's going down. They think, well, it's because Tuberville told us not. Here's why recruiting's going down. In the past, 48% of our military has been from legends and families that were full military. Now that's down to 15% because their parents are saying, telling their kids, their young girls and the young men, do not get in the military. And, you know, we're going to suffer. And if we don't get these crazies out of our military and get back to being a strong force in the world, then we're going to have huge problems.
Well, and I agree. And, you know, my own family's generational time in service, and I've still got other family members on active duty now. I've never seen it like it is right now. I mean, I know we had the era of Carter, which became what they call the Hollow Army. But at the same time, We grew out of it, and I think part of that was because change in leadership. Carter brought us a Reagan, but I'm just hoping that Biden brings us another Reagan. That's where I hope we are.
Well, it's sad, you know. The real president came today to the Capitol and spoke to us. President Zelensky, he's running the show. I guess Biden's so compromised in Ukraine. They're just pouring money in there. When we got people pouring across our borders, the war that we have at the borders right now of the United States of America is more important to the people in this country than Ukraine. I'll tell you right now. Now, I feel bad for Ukraine. We have pushed this war along, and they're getting hammered over there. And I hate their country's getting destroyed, but ours is being destroyed the same way, and there's not being a shot fired. They're just coming across the line down there, and it makes me sick at my stomach because this is going to create huge problems from top to bottom.
Well, Coach, I tell you, I just did a monologue just a little while ago before you came on. I do one every day when I start the show. And in this one, I cited some of the reasons why experts believe that the Roman Empire finally fell. And it was not because of one cataclysmic event or one war. It was because of a series of policies, one of which was losing control of their borders and allowing mass migration and having policies of division as opposed to unity and losing their sense of personal pride in their country or their empire. And all those things are what we're seeing right now in the liberal left. And there's got to be a counter to it very quickly, or we're going to wind up losing some control.
You're exactly right. And there's a bunch of countries over in Europe right now are looking back 10, 15 years ago when they were trying to be nice and let all these people come in and be part of their culture. The problem is they didn't change their culture. They want to do what they want to do. They go by their language and by their culture, and it is absolutely destroyed. France, UK, Italy. I mean, these countries are not anything what they used to be. And guess who's headed in the same direction? Because all these globalists like Biden and the people in this crazy White House we got, they're sending us down that same path. And the people listening to this, you people that voted for Joe Biden, this is what you're getting. And you better wake up or we're going to lose our country.
Well, and can't agree with you more. And listen, I want to take a second before we finish up our time together and go back to the issue of what you accomplished yesterday with Chuck Schumer, because I made the illustration on another show this morning that, you know, it's almost like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. That I think you just proved, Coach, that one man can still take a stand and make a difference. And I know it took the others signing on to the petition with you to pressure Chuck Schumer. But at the same time, it was your stand for the last 7 months that did it. And I wonder if you'd reflect on that for a minute about whether good people can still make a difference if they just stand up.
Oh, you definitely can. And, you know, we got people on both sides of the aisle that all they do is they just want to get reelected, Phil. And they test the waters. They test the wind on any decision they make instead of looking at it going, what is best for the people of Alabama? What's the best for the people of this country? And if we don't get back to that, we're going to lose our country. We have got so many people who want to get reelected that all they do is spend their time raising money. And this sounds crazy. Hey, if the people of Alabama don't want me to come back up here, vote me out. And because I'm going to vote for them, and I would think that they like what I'm doing, that I'm fighting. I didn't come up here to sit around and hobnob with these parties that they have and all that. You know, I come up here and then I go home. But when I'm up here, I'm working for the people of the state and the people of this country, because I'm telling you, Phil, we are within a whisker of losing the best country ever in this world. And we are so close. And people say, well, how can that be? We're broke. The crime, our education is terrible. All of our institutions are corrupt. We've got a White House that's corrupt and it's woke. We can't. Oh, $33 trillion in debt. Are you kidding me? And then I'm telling you, the border's costing us $40,000 a person that comes across that border, and we're having 2,000 to 3,000 a day now come across daily. And we cannot sustain that for another 9-10 months that Biden's in there. We have got to get these people to understand this is a detriment to our society.
Well, and I totally agree. And let me ask you this. In the last couple of minutes we've got here, so last night on Laura Ingraham, she asked you about leadership in the Senate. And I'm curious, Yesterday, technically, you had a victory over the Democrats' control of their own Senate. Schumer is technically the majority leader, but yet you forced his hand to do something he said he wasn't going to do. I'm wondering, has McConnell's office called you and congratulated you yet?
Oh, no. No, that's not going to happen. Of course, they're not on my side on this. And, you know, that's, again, that's just, that's the part of people that's been up here for a long time. They see things different than somebody like me that's actually come from a real job, that's been out there and seen people in poverty and in rich, and live in urban cities, live in rural communities. I understand what this country is about. And again, I've been fortunate. God gave me an opportunity to have a good life, but I'm trying to help people understand. And even people that have 30 years experience up here need to understand what's going on in our country. And I don't think sometimes they can see the forest for the trees. And I hope they start looking, because it scares me every day to see what these Democrats, and I don't call them Democrats anymore, that there's really no Republican or Democrats. It's Americans that love this country versus anti-Americans in this country. And they want to see this. That's not they don't like our country. They just want it to be run differently. And they want it to have open borders and everybody just be the same and no genders. I mean, it's a bunch of clowns, to be honest with you.
Well, they're not serious people, but they're also serious about dismantling what has always worked and what makes us great. Hey, listen, Coach, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, we appreciate you making time for us, like on short notice, and stay in the fight. All right.
We're gonna keep the fight on, Phil. Let's see what we can do. Hope we don't shut their government down, but it looks like we might. But if we do, it'll be for the right reasons, and we'll get it back going again. But we gotta quit spending all this money that we don't have for our grandkids.
All right, Senator, stay in the fight. We'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Thank you.
Well, that was your U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, the senior senator from the state of Alabama. And I'm serious when I say that what you saw yesterday, y'all take note of this. Let's say that you don't agree with his positions on the military, the slowing down the military confirmations. Let's say you don't share the intent he has to make the DOD stop with its abortion funding. Set all that aside. I want to point out that what you saw happen yesterday was one man doing something to make a difference. One man. One senator. There's only two senators per state. It's a finite number of people up there. But at the same time, usually it takes numbers to get it done. You always hear about, well, who's in the majority? Who's the minority leader? Who's going to be the pro tem of the Senate? Who's going to be the one to actually lead the caucus? Are they caucus together? Do we have enough numbers? Where are the votes? How about this? Mr. Smith went to Washington. Mr. Smith found out what the rules were. And I think I've told y'all before, I discovered quickly down in the State House in Montgomery, you may not always have the votes on your side, but if you learn the rules, you can get stuff done. Well, that's exactly what he did. He figured out there was a rule that he could use to his advantage, and it forced the hand of the Democrats who had been doing nothing but trying to point the finger of blame for 7.5 months. And guess what happened? They blinked because one man stood up and made a difference. You know what? If he ever does something wrong, I'll call it out. But right now, he did everything right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio.